During this season of Advent, there are two figures that loom large. One is the Blessed Mother. There are two major celebrations of Mary during the season of Advent. The solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, and today's Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. The readings focus on the second major figure, who is St. John the Baptist. But what's interesting is that both St. John the Baptist and Mary, first and foremost, allow something to happen to them. For the Blessed Mother, it is most dramatic. Her willingness to be the tabernacle of God, to allow the Lord Jesus to be incarnated in her, born through her, raised by her. But John is similar too. Both Jesus and John are the results of miraculous births. Jesus, of course, the miraculous nature of the Holy Spirit. John, the miraculous act of God in the lives of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Both of them allow themselves to be mouthpieces, as it were. I mentioned a book by Carol Hauslander that I read every Advent called The Reed of God. It's a book about Mary. It's actually a book that was really kind of ahead of its time. And its basic premise is we don't get Mary right. That too often what we do is we relegate Mary to being this kind of static statue. Not the ordinary woman who did extraordinary things. She didn't have it all put together. The angel comes, she's troubled by the meaning, she's distressed. She allows the Holy Spirit to act through her, and her life is one suffering after another. John is similar. If Mary is the reed through which the breath of God flows, John is the one who uses the breath of God to give it voice. John speaks to us, and he doesn't tell us what we want to hear. I think we live in an age where we look too often for something with which we already agree. We seek out news sources that we already agree with. We look for opinion that we already share. We look for God not to challenge us to grow in a way that is difficult, but a God who simply affirms us like a teddy bear. John was certainly not a teddy bear God. Firstly, he didn't look like a teddy bear. He probably looked like a wild man. His diet, at least if we believe it literally, it may also be a metaphor, was locusts and wild honey. The exile and the promise. And his message was harsh. You need to change. You need to repent. You cannot go on living the way that you're living. Stop sinning. But you know, it didn't turn people off. It attracted them. They knew their lives were a wreck. They knew their lives were a mess. And in hearing John be the voice crying out in the wilderness, they accepted the invitation of God to be what they could not even imagine they could be. They grew, they changed, their lives were turned around, and they were people overwhelmingly whose lives were messy. Jesus tells us they were the tax collectors, they were the sinners, they were the prostitutes. They were the ones who had nothing. Their lives were completely broken. And in this harsh message of John, they met Jesus, the one coming after him, the one who would baptize in the Holy Spirit, the one who would provide a change that lasts forever. That's what we are preparing for this Advent. We are preparing to change our lives. We are preparing to turn away from our sins, to repent. And we are preparing, like Mary and John, to be the wind, the breath of God. At the dawn of creation, it was the breath of God that created. In our lives, the way in which we live becomes the vehicle for God to breathe new life yet again into a weary world. How do we do this? Well, first and foremost, I would suggest that if it's possible, that we make use of the sacrament of confession during this period of time. We must turn away from sin. It's that simple. We must. We must recognize that what appeared good to us when we rejected God can only lead us to destruction. And that sometimes what is difficult leads us to that thing that is most life-giving, most wonderful, and most eternal. And secondly, it is to ask God to breathe his life into us. Of course, he did so at the very beginning at our baptism. For many of us, he did so again when our baptism, our sacraments of initiation were confirmed in the Holy Spirit. He does so every single time we come to Mass and receive the Eucharist. Imagine what the world would look like if each one of us was a voice crying out.